Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so tell everybody. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones. Tell even your enemies, because this is a show the world has got to hear. It is about something. Something. It's all about, well, saving the world. This is DJ Butterfly Feces here on Cocoon for the Microphone. You listen to a man who has a charitable cause that matters, that is about something. Anywho, I want to invite all of you, please call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. This show is brought to you by Organic OK. At the same time, I want to give a little shout-out to a little lady by the name of Maya Harrison, a singer who is basically going all over the world singing songs, making music, whatever. Please tune in. We're here. She's out there. And you know what? She needs your support. I know every entertainer, it all depends on the majority of people listening to. The job is to please everybody. But get involved, please. Do it. All right, okay now. My name is DJ Butterfly Feces. You should know the story by now, but I guess I got to tell in every episode. I was somebody who was living in the good city of McKinleyville, California, mostly coasting through life. I sleptwalked through it. You know what I'm talking about. Barely, just, I was always just getting by. I did everything there was to do in McKinleyville. There was a lot. You can do anything there. You can go to the beach. You can hike. You can surf, you can wind sail, you can even ski and snowboard, too. I did it all. I even rode on horseback. There's a lot of that going on over there. McKinleyville is a city that basically has kind of everything. It's special. Anyway, I got to be a certain age where I couldn't just stay in my parents' home forever. They made that clear. I told them I thought about getting a job. I didn't have the money to go to college, take a real shot, and I didn't have... How do I put this? There wasn't a lot of available jobs out there. I didn't. It's a fact. I had to grab on the first train out and whatever. I basically used to be on Blog Talk Radio before. I know I got the name DJ Butterfly Feces, but I wasn't just spinning discs. Even though I did that myself with, well, I'm about to get to that later. I was the guy who got on the soapbox and ranted about what was wrong with the world. Anywho, what happened was finally, well, I don't think anybody was listening. Even my friends, I asked to listen. They were like, how do I listen? How do you tune in? I said, find out. Listen to my... Nothing happened. I wasn't heard. I think basically nobody heard a word I said. Anywho, it was a bad moment. My parents finally wanted me out of the house, and I thought I was doing them a favor. One of the reasons they said they let me stay there as long as there is out of love, out of consideration, giving me a time. But maybe I basically was taking too much time. Not just that. It was more than that, good people. See, the truth is, I don't know. I was destitute. I think the reason my parents let me stay as long as I did, because without me, they'd have to talk to each other. I'm one of those guys who basically, I knew my parents basically just stayed there because they didn't have the energy and effort to move out and live on their own or even try to meet other people. How far do you think they'd get? I was a buffer. But even that wasn't enough anymore. It was time for me to make that almighty choice, that decision. So made it I did. I packed my stuff, what looked like I fit in my backpack, and I walked out the door. I didn't look back. Okay, I think I did at some point, but come on. It just sounds more dramatically. Anyway, I walked away. I walked out into the woods for a long hike. And let me tell you, once again, in McKinleyville, we got beautiful woods. We got a beautiful hiking trail. We have a waterfall. It's all so dang beautiful. I passed it and happened to come across the campsite, and there were some campers, people sitting there. As I looked at them, I wondered if they were, you know, those full-time campers, the ones I'm talking about, homeless people who are using all their outdoor equipment with their, you know, what they have to get by. I didn't know what to do. I didn't. I don't know what to do. My first step, I decided I was going to do, I went over there to talk to him. I thought, they're homeless. I guess I'm homeless now, too. Wasn't I? Dang. Anywho, I sat down to talk with them. And I explained myself, my situation, my predicament. And this one guy, this big guy, this Hulk guy, this big organic Hulk of a guy came up and said, dude, how'd you like to join me? I was scared, wasn't sure what he meant. Look, he said, my name is Organic, okay? I'm a rich guy. Anywho, see, we're all going around there. We're cleaning up the community. We're going around the city somewhere, picking up the trash. You want to join us? And I guess I was taken aback by all this. I mean, it was something. We were basically going around there and doing our thing. We really were doing something. We were doing great grandeur, all that kind of stuff. Anywho, basically, he took me in. He took me basically down. He said, dude, get down. He basically told me to get down on one knee, and then he touched me on the shoulder with two fingers and said, I dubbed the DJ Butterfly Feces. He gave me that name. He thought I needed a moniker, like a street name, if I'm going to go around there and join him on his tour, going all over, picking up garbage. Anywho, what happened was, and this is money you can take to the bank, I just jumped at this chance because I really wanted to be part of all this. Dang, I wanted to be, you know, a hero. I mean, I wanted to live with a sense of purpose. I was wanting something important. Now I'm a real hero. I'll be picking up trash, cleaning up after people, doing big things, doing important things. We shook hands, we sat down, and we basically just sat through an outdoor barbecue while basically he brought out food to cook. We all ate and dug in. Then before we know it, there we were. In the morning, we were driven off. Now, this happened around the end of the year. So for New Year's Day, around New Year's Day, there we were in Vicenza, Italy. They have a special way of celebrating New Year's Eve. But they have the same capitalism, all the same problems we have here in America. And the point, we were going all over. Now, in our last show, we had left the country, gone from in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And at the same time, truth is, sorry, I'm a little bit lost. I'm getting lost. Damn, I can't blank up like this on a dang radio show. It ain't right. We're going all over. We went to Toronto, Ontario, and then we went to L.A. Now, I want to go on record as saying that I really hated L.A. because I see what it's become. It wasn't just a place full of two-faced phonies, everyone trying to get into showbiz, Hollywood, whatever have you. They were especially horrible to the homeless. They had basically cast many people adrift. Everything in Los Angeles is so expensive. Everything costs an arm, a leg, and a you-know-what, to the point that more and more people were on the streets.
That was a thing.
That made me sick. And I don't know. I guess in the end, I was just too much. It was too much of anything. It was all too much, really. I was trying to get basically, there are people who basically were trying to leave L.A. They wanted to leave it in space. They want to escape L.A. They wanted to leave it for good. They wanted to leave L.A. because the truth is, truth was, well, honestly, I grew to hate the place. If you weren't a successful showbiz type in here, you were nothing. It was the saddest thing of all. I don't know. But something had to be done. Then there we had made it off. We left and now we were, you know, organic. I said when we were driving in the RV. I wish you'd tell me where we're going sometimes. Dude, like a little kid. Are we there yet? Are we there? Yeah, just be quiet and enjoy the scenery. I put the radio on. I don't know why the radio still exists. Why do we still have regular terrestrial radio anymore? Does anyone listen to it? After free downloading music and fact getting up on the internet, what's left of the radio to do anyway? But it was good to listen to a little bit of music every now and again. Before I knew it, we were in. Dramatic drum roll, please. Portland, Maine. Dang. They call it Portland for a reason. We took a moment. This time I actually asked if we could just drive by Portland itself before we stop at a hotel and start picking up trash. Let's check the place out real quick. And I saw the port. It was beautiful. The sea was very majestic. It was something. Anywho, after we did, sure enough, we found a nice motel room. We all stayed, whatever, and then we got ready to start picking up trash. One thing I noticed is that somehow the place of trash, they all seem the same when you look. Yeah, we've been all over places, but it was all just the same old slogging through, what have you. Picking garbage up. I remember thinking, dang, what do we do here? Dude, just keep picking up trash. You keep asking, what do we do now? Just pick up the garbage. We'll think about stuff. We'll talk to the homeless. We'll try to whatever. But first, just focus on picking up the garbage, huh? Sure enough, I did. Dang it, all I did. I basically found myself thinking, I want something special. I felt we always don't do enough. I discovered the housing pod, the houseboat. You know, just all these possible means that people could, you know. There are so many people who are thrown away like so much trash. Why do people keep having babies with no regard to basically how bad things are? Focusing. I remember after I picked up the garbage, I talked to one guy who basically said, a lot of times I wish we never had a kid in the first place. We couldn't afford to take care of him. When we had that kid, we lost a stable roof over our head. It may have been true, but you can't blame the kid. That kid didn't ask to be born. Nobody ever asks. It's something that is thrust upon you. I feel like if you're not rich and you're living in America, you're basically eking out a million mouth today, don't have kids. Minutes after the hour here on the program, cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only. Please call in, get involved. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. It had been a long, tiring day.
somehow, I don't know. I don't think it was even that Portland's garbage was worse. It wasn't as bad as places like L.A. or whatever. It's just that I guess basically I felt we were falling into a rut. I wanted to do something special. It might have been nice if people picked up all their garbage. Garbage was cleaned up, or so we wouldn't have to go around doing this. But how do you help the homeless? But really, honestly, now, I wanted to do something. I wanted this thing to stand out in a lot of ways. I wanted things to stand out. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I happened to come across somebody on the street, basically, who was there with his dog. Now, I want to make a point not to pet the dog because, you know, dogs in general could be, while looking to bite anybody, they might be crazy. They're not always loyal. But the truth is, I want to talk. I talked to people who told me, I talked to a lot of people there, not just that one person who told me they wish they hadn't had kids because they were destitute at that point. Why do people have children? They're their immortality. They want to pass on their genetic material. They want them to, in a way, themselves to live forever. I guess I get that. That's a real thing. But I understand also, if you're financially destitute, if you're without means, well, you need to basically think hard for everything. You need to think real hard about what you can afford. I saw people who never imagined themselves being thrown out of work and out of home. And now, I hear people basically planning to become homeless. And Maine is a place where it snows. Portland, Maine. Those are for the people who are basically in the colder climates. I was grateful I wasn't homeless in McKinleyville. We get snow there, too. Not as much because of global warming, but it's there. And I found myself really wondering, how do we make a change? I thought of all these ways. Now, Portland, there's a place. It's near a dock of sorts, you know, maybe a few more houseboats. If I could basically get some vagrants to basically live on a boat, they'd be doing better. I know the danger about owning houseboats. Always the danger that house is going to sink. Boats do sink at some point. All of them. What to do? I was thinking long and hard about that. I basically remember thinking, something can be done. Something. But what? Went to a guy and said, dude, just pick up trash, okay? Now, maybe at some point we can try to get some materials together, maybe build them a houseboat or whatever. We're trying to find a way to make sure the homeless are more taken care of in a way, but first we're supposed to pick up the trash. Sure enough, we basically cleaned out a great big section of Portland. After it was done, I always took a moment after it was done, we took pride. I took a moment to sit back and survey, help to see what I helped to clean up. And Organic had his camera phone. He took a picture. How it looked. He took a before and after. took pride in the fact that it was no longer littered. I was proud of that. But I don't know what to do now. What to do. I said, I think we should basically find out. Let's go to basically these homeless shelters and poor, and let's try to get them to pick things up a little bit. Let's try to get them to save the world. What do you say? What to do? We went over there and asked them to expand. We made the point that we picked up the trash and whatever, and they should expand homeless shelters a little bit. We've been going around telling everybody, try to basically get enough people, enough vagrants could pull their resources together, they could buy a houseboat and live on it. We're talking about the housing pod and how it would really help people if they could all go somewhere, they could build their own makeshift shacks and whatever. We did all that. I don't know if we helped enough. Man, we cleaned up, didn't we? Okay, I said, yeah, we always clean up. That's what we do most. This time, look, we're not going to take anybody with us. Sometimes we bring somebody with us, you know, and it becomes an ordeal. We can't keep basically trying to collect. We can't keep paying for everybody to come along our trip and help us out. Sometimes people need to be helped where they are. That's a fact. I don't know what to do. I remember thinking to myself, we could be moving mountains, big mountains. We could basically be heroes. Save this world and everybody in it. We started basically getting ready to pack our stuff. And we started getting ready to head out. And all I kept thinking over and over and over again was how we're picking up guards, really making a difference. I thought everybody basically homeless deserves to have a pet dog and whatever, and one of those housing pod shacks and organic garden growing vegetables and whatnot. That was a real thing. I thought they needed that, and I wanted to give it to them. Maybe it ain't too late. Every single homeless person, listen, people, listen to me out there. This is important. If there is a way, man, you can get like a bill passed into law, signed, you really can, to make it legal so people can live on houseboats. Truth is, it can happen. It must. Do something. Do something grand. Get involved. Make it so the housing pod can exist, so all these people can be sheltered. Think about it. Now, they have a housing pod. It costs an amount of money to shelter. You don't have to basically spend your money, too much of your money, day to day, having to keep feeding them. They have a housing pod they can live in. You have to keep paying. I know. People are still worried that, you know, if it's not like a regular house or apartment, you can't charge your money for it. A lot live in trailers, aren't they? Well, even then, they prefer those at a trailer park. What I'm making here, something's got to be done. We have to make sacrifices to help. But that greater good for the people. This is DJ Butterfly Feces speaking. Talking to you about something important. More houseboats, more housing pods. More ways to make sure the homeless are okay. If they're not living a rich life, they're out of the cold. Find a way to make it so they get by. Stop condemning and cursing people. Stop it. There's a conspiracy going on around here, and we need to clamp down on it. All it takes for good to all it takes for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing. I don't remember who said that, man, but it made a lot of sense. Make a lot of sense, don't it? Don't it? Ah, what to do? What to do? What to do? What to do? Please, I beg of you, get involved now. The housing pod, the houseboat, ways to shelter the homeless. You don't even need to think about, you know, keeping money going for a homeless shelter if they have a housing pod to live in. Maybe more than one person can live in there. They can get by. This can work. I implore you. Do it now. It should be done. May the homeless epidemic end. A roof over the head of everybody. We're coming to the end of our show. I want to thank you all for listening. Nick Acuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only, accept no substitutions. All right. You can hear all our shows on the web on Blog Talk Radio. Get involved with our cause. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Please, I implore you. All right. Thank you. And good night.